Chapter 1. Another Day. Day 1. 0530 hours. The station's hum woke me before the alarm. Air recyclers breathing in rhythm. Conduits carrying their quiet current. The bone song of processors 3 decks below. Out here, routine is life support. Routine is sanity. I lay still, counting beats, making sure the world still held together. Command calls this a cushy posting, and maybe they're right. After Kandahar, 6 months of silence and structure feels like a vacation. Nothing explodes here unless we tell it to. The quiet is welcome, needed. Coffee next. Always coffee. Bare feet on cold deck, the machine coughing to life. Rich earth beans hissing into a dark stream. One indulgence, command, permitted. Nick gave me the mug my first week. Ceramic with cartoon planets stamped, universe's best boss. I'd protested. Secretly, I treasure it. I face the scatter of stars, both hands wrapped around warmth and steam. For the ones who didn't make it home, I murmured. Same words every morning for 3 years. Someone has to remember. Then the plants. 5 succulents lined along their rationed soil. Leaves stubborn and plump. Private names in my head. Never allowed. The jade wanted water. The barrel cactus was perfect. The desert rose, taller than yesterday. Proof that life endures when you fight for it. Tony had labeled them with our names as a joke. We'll see who keeps theirs alive. 0700. Uniform on. Boots tight. Reviewing night reports. Power draw is steady. Life support green. External comms intact. EM grid flagged fluctuations at 0300. Sandy's territory. I logged it for her. By 0800, they gathered. Tony first, tool belt clanking, mug of contraband brew steaming.
Morning, boss. How's the Empire holding?
Stable, I told him. His grin was all mischief. Unlucky Station 13, he called it. Thames followed, med kit slung over his shoulder, voice precise as always.
Better than 14. That's just dull.
Tony clutched his chest, feigning a wound. Thames allowed a thin smile. Sandy arrived on the hour, pad in hand, eyes elsewhere.
Anomalous readings at 0300, she noted.
Nick last, breathless, hair untidy.
Sorry, calibrating the array.
Always eager, always apologizing. Assignments. Tony, diagnose camera 7's glitch. Thames, schedule light evals. Sandy, log the EM variations. Nick, comm sweep. Confirm line back home. He was already ahead, showing me Sarah's painting on his tablet. A landscape in dust colors. Thames praised her eye. Nick flushed, deferential. I cut him off gently. After the shift. They nodded, voices overlapping, each to their task. Good people. My responsibility. My family. For now. Day 1. 1200 hours. Walkthrough. The cameras are clean, although lens 8 needs dusting. Pantry checked. Tony is already angling for extra rations. Denied. Sandy plotted survey grids. Neat lines soothing to both of us. Thames scheduled his wellness checks. Nick rerouted a comms light so it pulsed instead of blinked. Calmer, he said. He was right.